Right, tonight to speak a little bit on Parshas Vayetze is actually gets down to the actual occurrences with Yaakov Avinu. The first thing that the Torah mentions is Vayetze Yaakov, and he left Be'er and he went to Haran. Beis HaLevi asks over there, he says, what is it necessary to say that he left? We know from the previous parsha that the father sent him. The purpose was to go to Haran. So he just should have said, Vayelech, Vayetze Yaakov. We have to mention again that he left. He says a very interesting thing, a practical point that he wants to bring out. He said, here there's a double situation, basically. He says, many times when a person leaves a place and goes to someplace else, he's going because he has a certain goal in mind he has to accomplish in that particular place. So his goal is to reach the place where he's going. Other times, the person leaves a place because he has to get out. They're after him. They want to kill him, or whatever it may be. So he's leaving the place. He says, in this particular situation, Yaakov was in a case where he has both. He has to leave and he has to go, which means he had to leave because Esau wanted to kill him, and the purpose of going there was for the shidduch. So he said that's why the Torah reiterates Vayetze Yaakov. There was a purpose in the Vayetze, and there was a purpose in the Vayelech, which means it's not a question that they told him to go and he went. The point of here is there was a purpose over here, because what they told him about the shidduch and so forth was really only Vayelech Haran. And that wasn't the real reason for leaving. The real reason for leaving was because Esau wanted to kill him. Oh, so therefore, both points, the Beis HaLevi says, are brought out that here there's a concept of where I'm leaving because of a purpose and I'm going because of a purpose, reaching a goal and so forth. That's why it says, Daphne says, Vayetze and Vayela, both of them. Okay, that's just what his interesting point he wants to bring out. Now, it says the Rashi brings a Chazal that Tzaddik who goes out from the city is upon a Hoida, upon a Ador, upon a Ziva, the beauty, what you call the whole makeup of the city is something missing over here in the city now. And he asked the question, the Yaakov, that here's a Tzaddik here, Yitzchak was left over, the Rivka was there. Yitzchak and Rivka were there. There were tzaddikim there. What does it mean? So, yeah, tzaddik, Yitzchak, the year is upon a hoida, upon a hoida, upon a ziva. What is this? What is the big, what's actually bringing over here? They left over tzaddikim there. It's not a question where he was the tzaddik and he left the year. There's no tzaddik left. So, that I wanted to say, so I hold it a simple way, is that it's not the point that there's only one tzaddik and the tzaddik leaves. And therefore, the city has lost its grandeur, and so to speak, its spiritual grandeur, and so forth. No. And the point is, I said that every tzaddik has his unique way. And as we say, to learn from him, to emulate him, to follow him, and so forth, and what he exudes a certain spiritual strength to the city. One has a strength in a certain area, one has a strength in a different area. Every tzaddik is different. Nobody is the same. Nobody is. But the point of it is that what Yaakov left means there's a certain element of ruchnius that now is lower in this particular place now, even though it is Yitzchak and Rivka. True, there are tzaddikim there. But this uniqueness of a Yaakov and so forth, what he could offer the city, what he, in a sense, brings the schus to the city of what he represents. But what is his major point, so forth? That's missing now. So it's not the point that the justification of the tzaddik is gone, but this unique tzaddik, every tzaddik has his uniqueness in that sense. Therefore, that's the pshat I would say that when Yaakov left, the tzaddik leaves, is part of Ziva, that to an extent there's an effect on the city that it loses part of its glamour, part of its spiritual glamour, and so forth, and opportunity of people to have a tzaddik over there. That could be a schus for them, and they could emulate and learn from him, and so forth. And what you call shimusha shel Torah to be meshamish, and so forth, the tzaddik in that particular sense. That's what I would say would be the answer to that particular point. But if I begin to Vayetze, I think the introduction of here would also have to be the famous question that's asked, as we know that. The years of Yishmoel are mentioned at the end of the parasha of Toldos, how old Yishmoel was. And what's the years of mentioning Yishmoel? He was 14 years older than Yitzchak, so forth. And of course, in the Cheshire, Yishmoel died at a certain age. Rashi says we're able to figure out that Yaakov was 63 years old at that time. Because when Yishmoel died, Yishmoel lived actually. So he went to with Esav went to Yishmael and took Basmas Yishmael as a wife, because he saw that Yitzchak sent Yaakov to Lavan. That particular was the point. So what it says over here that when the years of Yishmael and so forth is 137 years. So when Yishmael died, he's 137. Over here, so how old was Yitzchak at that particular time? He was 14 years less at that point from Yishmael. And Yitzchak, when he had Yaakov, was 60 years old. So you have 60, 63, and up to 123. 123 and 14 is 137. So since we have 137, we know that Yitzchak was 123, and therefore Yaakov was 63 years old. Those are clashing. And that's what he went to Lavan. So from here we're able to also to ascertain that he was as a Megillah, like Yitzchak, also the punishment of Yaakov. But this big Rashi over here, the whole thing Rashi, I'm going to show you the numbers over here that when he went to Lavan, there's 14 years missing. Rashi says, because if he went to Lavan, he left. He was 63 years old. So if he went directly to Lavan, how many years transpire until the time that Yaakov came to Mitzrayim when Yosef was 39 years old? You have to figure to figure that when Yaakov came to Lavan, he was there 14 years. 14 years before Yosef was born. Because at the end of the 14 years, Yosef was born. But after the second 7 years, he took Rachel and so forth. And that's when Rachel gave birth to him, to Yosef. And Yosef was 39 years old when Yaakov came to Mitzrayim. So therefore, add up 39 and 14 is 53. 53 and 63 is 116. But when Yaakov came to Mitzrayim, he was 130. Where's the 14? Rashi says, so from here you see that first he stood 14 years by Shem V'Yever. Then he went to Lavan. So when he came to Lavan, he was 77, not 63. He had the 14 years. He was 77 when he came to Lavan. And when Yosef was born, he was 91 after the 14 years. 91, then the 39 years of Yosef. Then it comes out. But that 14 years makes it 130. That's the cloud that they bring. Therefore, the Gemara says, therefore, it seems that he only was punished 22 years that he didn't see Yosef. Why 22? Because when Yosef left, he was 17. 17 years old at that time. When he came to him in Mitzrayim, he was 39. 17 and 22 is 39. So therefore, those 22 years, he was punished because he wasn't a Mekayim Kibbutz Avim. But for the 14 years that he stood in Shem V'Eiver, he wasn't punished. So you see, Gedolei Talmud Torah, Yosef Mekibbutz Avim. That's the Gemara in Megillah. You see, the whole measurement of the years in that particular sense. So they asked the question, the famous question is, why was Yaakov punished for Kibbutz Avim? The father and the mother sent them. They told them to go. It was a mitzvah, Kibbutz Avim, to go to Laban and to stay there till I call for you. It was a Kibbutz Avim. You stay there till they were calling for him. What's the problem? That's the question. What's the problem? Why was he what kind of Kibbutz Avim? They told to go, and they were boycotted. They were boycotted the Kibbutz Avim, in a sense, and stay there till we call for you. As she said, and she did send Dvorah later on. So I want to give an answer over here. The fact that Kasha Rabbeinu Ochaya brings the Kasha, by the way. Let me show you the oldest the Kasha. The Rabbeinu Ochaya brings the Kasha. And could be a little bit of what I want to say, but I'm not so sure. He has a little different angle than what I have. But he wants to say, go to Rabbeinu Bechaya first, because he came before me. Rabbeinu Bechaya says, Yesh Lishol, right at the end of the parasha, when Yitzchak sent Yaakov, he says, you could ask a question. He says, Kivan Shebashti Chuseyim Hola. He went with the permission from them. They forgave him. They said, go there. We'll tell you. That's your mitzvah, Kibbutz Avim. Go there. And till we call, Loman Nana Shal Mitzvah Kibbutz Avim. Why was he punished for Kibbutz Avim? Well, he stood there for 22 years. You know, 20 years by Loman, 14 and 6 for the sheep that he worked, and 2 years on the road back. The 22 years with all the added in that 53 years. So he says that Yosef Pierce managed time 22 years for those 22 years. Why? That's the question. He wants to say as follows. Listen carefully. He wants to say, Efshaloimer, Kidatam Hoya. It's a little bit, he wants to say that maybe what they had in mind, Rivka and Yitzchak had in mind, Sheikah. He should take Leah and she yaks him a yard when they'll send for him.
Just go. Go ahead.
He said, which means don't make any deals or anything and so forth. And if they like you come there, they'd send me take a shidduch. Whoever you give me, I'll take. Leah. I mean, not to make a whole big deal. Avahu no said enough. He said, but he wanted dafke Rochel, Aktana. And Omei said, Vatra Sheva Shodim, Rochel, Aktana, Vim Cain, holds much in his Akev Hoya Bitsaidai, Bach Nenish Kinegdon. So he was, because he made dafke for Rochel, so he was punished for all the years. I to say it maybe a little different way, but I think he means the point that I'm bringing out, that that the every mitzvah, Kibbutz Avim and so forth, any other mitzvah, is based according to the person, also the individual. Like the Gemara says in Kiddushin, a person give his father a roasted chicken and end up in Gehenna. Another guy can make his father work in the field the whole day and end up in Gan Eden. Why? The Gemara says because he made him work in the field because they wanted to take his father in the army. And he could have gotten killed. And he said he went instead of the father. And let the father work, and I'll take the dangerous mission in the army. To keep it off aim. But over there, when the person gives him a roasted chicken, here, take it. No. And he gave it to him without the respect and covenant. That's not keep it off aim. But we see the concept of mitzvah is the level of the person is and the way you perform the mitzvah, how you perform the mitzvah, what manner you perform the mitzvah. But Yaakov Avinu, we're not Yaakov Avinu, of course. But the Madrega of Yaakov Avinu, They sent him over there, and she told him, what did they tell him? Go over there, my loved one, and the first year, and so forth. So he's going to keep it the flame, listening to father and mother, going to love one, right? And you don't stay there till I call for you, till we call for you to come back, right? So therefore, if Yankov went, so Sprite will say, he's no time, keep it the flame, they told him to go. Yes, but how do you go make a contract with Lovren for 7 years to work for Rocker? What if they would have called him during the 7 years? He couldn't go back. Once he had a contract, he had, especially with Lovren, he had to fulfill the contract. And then he made another contract for another 7 years. Ah, Yaakovino and the kids of Kibbutz, like I remember the Mashgiach in Lakewood. Europe used to sit and wait for Mashiach sitting by the window. The Chofetz Chaim had his Shabbos clothing, Shabbos clothing all ready by the side of the case. Mashiach comes, he's ready to put Shabbos clothing, go for Mashiach. The pshat is Yaakov Avinu, they told you to go there and wait till I come back. He should have been, have a packed bag already. Who knows, my mother might come tomorrow. She might send for me tomorrow. I'm ready to go, ready to go. But if you make a contract, you make an agreement to work for 7 years, you can't go back. Which means you destroy the possibility of going back. You mavatl to keep it away. There's the avail. Mavatl to keep it away. The possibility of being mekayem to keep it away. He wants ready there. That moment, you're ready for keep it away. And I think that's what he means over here, too. That's what if they give you a leg, take layer. What do you mean you're making deals for 7 years? 7 years, this year, what kind of deals over here? He brings out because he should have right away lay wait for them. But I want to say the point that itself that you're making the deal, that itself destroyed the Kibbutz Ovein. That destroyed the possibility of the mitzvah of Kibbutz Ovein. and the matreig of Yaakov Avinu, that was the Ovein. Like we'll see later by Yosef. Same question spoke by Yosef when he told the father what they did, Lashon Hara and so forth. The Chofetz Chaim asked the question, what do you want from Yosef? He told the father, you have to be mechanech your sons. You have to train them and tell them that it's also. He said, what he saw over there, this and this and this. So that's an end of chinuch, they're telling him. Why was Yosef punished for that? The same type of question. But over there's an air. We'll go to that. We'll get there. I'll give you that answer. I'll give you an answer on that. The same concept of what the nekut of the aveira was over there by Yosef, what it was. Even as the Chofetz Chaim says it also. And over here, I want to say the same thing, that here, the defense of being on the alert, ready, packed bags, that any moment my mother might send for me, and that I can't make any deals, I have to be ready to go. And if I make a certain situation where I can't go, I made a contract, I'm walking in the Kibbutz Ovein. So therefore, you held responsible for all the years of the Kibbutz Ovein. That I would say was the concept over here, what happened in the particular case. Then there's other Rishonim that even I want to bring down that give a different type of an answer, and also an issue in Chiddush that I think it's Mihosh that says an interesting Chiddush. He said, by Kibbutz Ovein, like I always say, that the goyim, when he comes to court and the guy doesn't want to testify because he might. Right, because incriminate himself, he says he feeds the fifth. That, you know, self-incrimination, you know. I say a Jew always has to plead the fifth. But what we plead the fifth is Kibbutz Ovein. That's the fifth. The fifth of the Azar Sadib, they always say that. Kibbutz Ovein, that's we plead the fifth. I have to follow the derech of my ovois, the Maisi Ovois Sidna the Bono. I plead the fifth. When you ask him a question, want to do something that's wrong, that's not proper, etc., you plead the fifth. And it says, Taki, that Kibbutz Ovein is the connection of the two Seres HaDibros, the fifth to the other ones, and it has Be'olam HaChaveiro, he says, and Be'olam HaMokai, Rivosh. So therefore, he says that they could have been Moichel, the Kibbutz Ovein, but Be'olam HaChaveiro. What he owes to them as a father and a mother, what he owes to the Boinish son, because Kibbutz Ovein is also his Maisa, is Be'olam HaMokai. And that you can't be Moichel, he said. So he's held accountable for that by going away, what he caused, the whole mice of the brokers taking away, that caused him to be chased away, etc., etc., and he couldn't He couldn't be Mekayim Kibud Avraham. So for that, at the Madregi of Yaakov, he was held accountable to the Rabbeinu Shlomo for Kibud Avraham, that he wasn't Mekayim the Mitzvah in Oram HaMokayim. The Kibud Avraham, he carries both in Oram HaChaveiroi and Oram HaMokayim. That's an interesting Chiddush, that what he's showing him says that Pshat. But my point is that he destroyed the possibility of being Mekayim the Kibud that they were told him to wait for, so he destroyed the Kibud Avraham. That was the whole idea, that particular sense. But that was the what I wanted to, the introduction to the parsha of the Vayetze, in the sense of the mitzvah of Kibud Avraham, what the more talks about from Sefer Megillah. Now, then we're told over here, when Yaakov followed came to Maria and so forth, and he must have made a nest that he became dark early and so forth. Came night, so he stayed there and slept over. And he had a dream. And the dream he saw Sula Mutsavarsa
Amen.
ladder. It's interesting. Why Dafke it's also a ladder. Ladder, it's climbing up the ladder to go to heaven. How to go down an escalator. They said, what's Dafke for a path going up a ladder? Point is that we say, it says, Al ti tzadik harbe. When a person, like it says, Mashmul geyim, mabia shvolim, Mashmul geyim, mabia shvolim. That the Baruch Shalom puts down those that are about Gaiva, geyim, and mabia shvolim, an honor. The point of a ladder is you have rungs on the ladder. You have to go each rung to go up. You can't go three rungs at a time. You can't jump over there. It's the idea that the Gemara says, Al ti tzadik harbe. First, you cannot say that I'm on step one and all of a sudden I jump up to the top of the ladder. It doesn't go. A person has to go into Madrega levels. One, two, three, the rungs that you go to level. And if the rung is broken or something has to be fixed, you can't go. So each one has to have that strength of that rung in order to go up to heaven. That I said, I'm telling you very briefly, but you get the idea. That's the idea of the concept of the ladder. That the ladder depicts that particular sign. And that's the way the person could rise. Rise from the Eretz, the Shemayim, and so forth, go to Madrega, step by step. Can't all of a sudden, a big tzaddik is running to the mikveh every single day, and here there's a doesn't go like that. You have to, can't, that's the harbe. Sometimes it's, you can't go, it's above you. It's too much for you and so forth. You're not on that level yet. Like the Chasam Sofer once said to somebody, that was learning in yeshiva, so, and he all of a sudden he started to become such a humble person and all of like a tzaddik and so forth, that mamish, that people started to say, look at, Chasam Sofer said, he once told, he told him, he said, he called him over, he said, look, he said, they say it in Jewish, but in English, this knock is like grace of Sahalt as I claim, which means you're not that great yet that you hold yourself so small. You understand what it means? Why should people turn me Sinai? The greater the person is, the level he understands the greatness of the Baruch Shem, and he's the humble humility. The greatness leads to the humbleness, but you're not that great yet that you could have that great humbleness, he said. You're not holding there yet. So the kind of, that's what some sefer told me. I said, each, but you have to know, you're tzaddik harbe. Take your time. It's not. It's got to be a mensch. It's got to grow naturally how it goes, by bia shvolim and so forth. And therefore, the Baal HaTurim says over here an interesting thing. He says, the sulam, there's a lot of gematrias he makes with the word sulam. Sulam is 136. Samach, Vav, Lamed, Mem. Without the Vav is 130, 136. Mole Chosa. So one of the things that he says is that Sulam is the gematria of Mamai. Mamai is also Mem, Mem, Vav, Nun. It's also 136. Sulam, the gematria, Mamai. That's one of the gematrias that the Baal HaTurim says over here, that it adds up to Mamai. And at that particular point, I wanted to say, first, I'll tell you what the Baal HaTurim brings over here. He said that in the Gemati Yomomim, the Sulam Gemati Yomomim, where he says Sulam Mutzav Arzah and Reisha Megiyah Shemaima. Reisha Megiyah Shemaima. But he says that the it's also in Yematia, as far as different wording over here. It says the concept of the Sulam Oishias, okay, Oishias, the concept of Mamai, casual man. So I want to say over here that the concept of money, person has money in a sense, money is the major part of the materialistic life. We have money, like the one said, like he says, is over there, Mishyeshlei Meir, Leishlei Hadeya, the expression in Hebrew, which means in English, he that has the dollar, he has the say, so to speak, which means you got the money and you have the word. They listen to you, they follow you. So money has that particular power, but it has to be used and channeled properly. Got a concept. We have Sulam Mutzav Shemaya. Sulam is Vimachi and Mamai. We start with money, it's on the ground, it's materialism. If you want to reach Shemaya with your money, how do you get to Shemaya with your money? It's Mitzvah Masim Tari, what you do with the money. It's not the money, it's what you accomplish with the money and so forth. Like it says in Pirkei Avos, Vayeshev Ben Kisma, in the sixth parak over there, when he met that guy, and the man said, you want to live by us? He says, I'll give you Elif Halof, 100,000 gold coins, and what you call Margolius, diamonds, and so forth, money, toy boys, and so forth. And he answered him, he said, even if you give me all Kokas of Zov Shabahoeva, 80 Dora Makam Torah. Why? As Rav Melech says in Tillim, he says over there, Torah speaker. Torah, he says, he said, when a person leaves the world, in Shodom, he says, he leaves this world, he says, he said, the Kesef can't take what he accomplished with the Kesef, he can do. But the Kesef itself, was, if you have the money, you still remain on the ground. I said, that's the concept over here, Sula Musav Arzah Reishim Gia Shemaima, that every materialistic thing that the person has could be raised to the highest heights of spirituality. Depicted by the concept of money, that you, like, and it says like a ladder, because as the Rambam says, there are 8 steps. Like a ladder in tzedakah. The highest level is, I don't know who I'm giving it to. He doesn't know who gave it to him and so forth. Not even the money, doesn't even have any, no reflection, any shame or embarrassment or any whatsoever. The madregas, and the Rambam brings one of the madregas and giving tzedakah, how you give tzedakah and so forth. It's also step by step and so forth. The same idea in Ruchnius, that the person could develop in a sense, that's what he saw in the dream over here, that still roots of hearts of Mashiach Shemaim. He said that I see from here that the Pshat, I'm on the ground and the person can rise to the heavenly heights over here, the Madrega and the Madrega of the ladder in that particular sense. So it's an interesting point over here that we see from the concept of this particular Gematria that we see over here by Sulam and the concept of Mamai, which represents all materialistic things, which could be raised to the highest level of spirituality if they utilize it in the proper way. In that sense, when the person leaves the world and so forth, is a malave loy, is malave, who, what accompanies him, the Torah and mitzvahs. You take along the money, you can't cash it over there, can't do anything. If it remained money, so it remained on the ground, and it stays in the ground, it's in the ground. It doesn't rise to the heaven, a particular point that they want to bring out in that sense over here. That we see over here by Sula Mitzvahsa, Rashi Mekia Shemaimah. You see, by Yaakov Avinu, the Medrash brings over here where he took the stones in order to protect his head with the stones. There's three types of Medrash over here: Rabbi Yehuda, Nechemya, and the Chachamim. One said he had 3 stones. One said 2 stones. Chachamim say 2 stones, and Nechemya said 12 stones. What? 3 stones? 2 stones? 12 stones? And then the answer was over there that each stone wanted to have a lion here, Tzaddik Roshe, Tzaddik should be in my head, and mine, so forth. So what happened? The Rishon made an S, and the stones became one. Either three became one, or the two became one, or the 12 became one, like one stone. So they asked the Kasha over there, they asked the Kasha over there, if that's the case, how does that answer it? Let's say you had three stones or 12 stones. So it becomes like one big stone. But you can't put your head on the big stone. The head is still going to be in one place. Not going to be on the whole stone, on the big stone. Why did you come to putting the stone together? The answer is not the pshat that I want the head of on me. I want to be part of the I want to be part of the big pshat. As long as I'm part of the stone already, I don't care if the head is up there or not. As long as I'm number one also. It's like the idea that the person, like I always say by Kiddushin, it's not the Masada Kiddushin. After the person Masada Kiddushin, the second thing that they give the person is to read the Ksuba. But actually, reading the Ksuba is not really on that level, you should know. In Europe, the Ksuba was read by the Shamans. The Shamans and the Shul read the Ksuba. The main thing is a bracha. First makes a bracha, so forth. But reading the Ksuba here in America, I don't want to mention one particular rabbi that you only wanted to come once they give him the COVID and so forth. So they asked him, what do you want? Do you want the bracha or the Ksuba? I mean, the Ksuba, yeah, because the Tzaddik Kiddushin was somebody else. So he said, I want the Ksuba. So he told him, but a bracha is more. He says, no, here in America, the Ksuba is the box. He says, so he says, what? He says, it's not the Ksuba. He says, I know the Shamans read it, but here in America, you're number two, which means first you call up Rav HaGoyim, Tzaddik Kiddushin. Then number two, Rav HaGoyim, is reading the Ksuba. But I'm number two. That's the point. As long as I'm number two, I don't care what it is, but it's number two. Exactly what he said, you know. I don't want to mention that's exactly what he said. So the point over here is that many times the stone, the head won't, and there's a halakha the more brings out from that also. Even though I didn't use that part of this part, but as long as I'm part of an entity, I'm considered as great as that, even though I don't have the actual thing upon me. You see the point? But if it's a separate stone, that's no good at it. Then I'm separated, that's no good. But I'm part of the thing, it's okay. It's an interesting point over here. I want to interpret this whole medrash over there, the 3, 2, and 12, what they're trying to say over here. I was thinking could be that the first one of Yehuda, I think it was, that says three stones. Thing is, what was Yankov thinking at that time? This is what I was contemplating over here. What is the meaning of these stones? It could be Yaakov, so he was the third one. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Avraham was Chesed. Yitzchak was the Avodah. Yaakov was Torah. So it could be, he said, there's the completion here now. These are the three stones that are going to protect me. The world stands on these three things. Torah, Avodah, Midas, Chasadim. He took the three stones. That was symbolic because well, the stone could protect him. The animals was going to come anyway. But the idea was to set up what the person could do, and with that schus, the boy stone will help, but nothing will happen. Like the boy brings with Rabbi Akiva, the end of Yom Brook is also such a story. He was stuck in the wilderness and so forth. You do what you can, and then boy stone will help you. So that was his simon was. Now it's turned away to be the Sasadim. So that's enough for me. I did it. That's it. The one that says 12, I wanted to say. I think it's Abner Chemia, one that says 12 over there, is because Yaakov looked to the future. The whole future of Judaism was going to be he was the one. As it said over there, that the Shiftei Kol, the Shvatim, that was the whole Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, has to come from him. So therefore, the whole Klal Yisrael comes to say he was thinking for the future of the sense that he said he had in mind the future over here. Not only what he say. Everybody was what he stands for, but for the future, he wanted to give that synod over here of 12 that I represent the concept of the future of Klal Yisrael. Most of them have to help me because of that. And the other one, the Chachamim, well, they say two, was simply the Inyan of Torah. That what you call Seres HaDibros, the site of Torah, includes all the 613 mitzvahs. And he said, like Yaakov said, in love and garati, it's Yaakov Shamarati, which means that they said over here too, that as Yaakov said over here, that I'll be Makayim Kola Torah Kula, and so forth. So the Kiyum HaTorah, that means that the schus of the Torah itself, that would be enough to help them. That's what the Chachamim said. Torah alone was enough, because Yaakov represented Torah, and that's what he put of himself. I was thinking that particular interpretation of the Medrash, where each one tried to stress what was Yaakov's feeling at that particular moment, that he should put up something that will be a sign that the Baal Shem should help him in that schus that he's doing that particular thing. I would interpret briefly that particular Medrash. I think, to think about these three points, what the Medrash says. That's what I would say. Oh, it's 10 after 9 already. I have a tremendous amount of stuff of Vayetze. It's a shame that we have a very good. I just want to end with one more point before we go, because it's late. Where Yaakov says over here, we're bringing out my point, what I just said. When Yaakov says, and he asked the Baal Shem, you give me lechem lecho, beged lulboish, so forth, don't you give me asher son in law? That the, so first of all, he said, what do you mean lechem lecho, beged lulboish? Everybody knows that. Everybody knows that bread you eat, lecho, and beged, clothing you wear. Well, you have to mention lechem lecho, beged lulboish. What's the concept over here? The answer is not like that. The answer is that many times a person has a lot of wealth, he has a lot of bread, a lot of stuff, but he's a sick man, he can't eat. He can't eat. What's the good of it? Many times you have clothes, like David HaMelech, and the clothing didn't help him, didn't keep him warm. Well, he had the clothing, but he's sick and he can't wear the clothing. But Yaakov wanted a sense that what the gashmius that you give me, the necessities of life, I should be able to utilize them. If you lechem lechem, beged lulboish, which means that not that I have it, but so I'm a rich man, but I can't use the money. What's the good of it? As I said, whatever I have, I should be able to utilize that. And therefore, he says, in that sense, I say, give him what he called it, the meiser, the tenth to the boishlov. But he brings out this particular point that even though I'm going to Lavan, he says. But he said that the Vishafti Visholim Beis Ovi, which means I come back with Visholim safe to my father's house, and with the bracha that you gave me over here, would you give me? I'll be given to Asher Asher Loch, give Shemar Abdel Chazer Shetelech, and so forth. And therefore, I'll be able to give you the mindset. But the question they asked is, before Shema is, what's me Vishafti Visholim? I will return in peace. The Gemara says in Brachos Daf Samach Daled, and there's other places in the Gemara where it says when a person says takes leave of somebody, you should say to the person, Lech Lishalom, Lishalom, go to peace, which means there's a continuity. Person alive, he goes, you should what you call rise in peace, continue in peace and success and so forth. That's the word le too. But the Gemara says if a person takes leave and he goes on Havaya, et cetera, the person that passes away, it's Bisholom, Lech Bisholom. Of course, the dead person cannot rise anymore, cannot, in a sense, develop and so forth. Whatever he has. That's it. That's Bisholom, in peace. So why over here he said Vishafti Bisholom? Should have said Vishafti Lisholom. That's the question. But that I want to answer. I don't know if it's worth the answer, because he knew he's going to Lavan. And first of all, Lavan Arami. Lavan, he knew what Lavan was already, what they knew from Eliezer already. Lavan, like he says, if Lavan Garti, the Tzach Shamarti, despite the fact what he did to me and all the thing, I killed, kept the Tzach Mitzvah. So his prayer was that Vishafti, I should come back at least like I am now. Which means by going there, it's a dangerous sakona mamish. So it's sakona of the shafti bisholim is like lisholim, because if I come back bisholim, that means I came back whole like I am now. Then that's an accomplishment. That's the accomplishment. He said, I don't need the lisholim. I'm happy if I come back the way I am. But if I come back from a lover, a particular sense in that sense. But next time we'll discuss the children and the Rochel, the There he is, why Rachel spoke to Yaakov and so forth, and that particular line of thought, and between Rachel and Leah, all the differences that we see by Yaakov, different than by Yitzchak and by Avraham and so forth, that happened in the relationship. That sense, Mishnah next time.
Oh, wow. Wow. Shkayach.
Rav Kozak, is it clear?